Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time. I'm sure you're holding your phone if you signed up at KidNation.com, hoping that your name is going to be one of three called. In that case, you will need to call us and be the first one to call back to get inside the bank vault. Now, we do have those three names. Jenna, would you like to announce them, please?
I would. The three names are Jeffrey Newton, Eric Parker, Karen Heller. Karen Heller, Eric Parker, Jeffrey Newton. You have 10 minutes to call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you don't get in this hour, we didn't call your name, don't worry. If they don't call back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everyone.
Boom.
And then we'll do it again an hour from now, so you still have a chance to sign up at KidNation.com if you have not done so. And we pick out the names at random, so everybody's got an equal opportunity to win.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Equal opportunity.
There you go, Al.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Jenna, you're going to the Kanye West concert tonight.
Yeah, I went from like 0 to 100 for my weekend real quick.
Yeah.
Because I was going to stick around, help out, help my mom do something, chill, relax, decorate for Halloween. And then I came across some great Kanye tickets for tonight.
Nice.
And I'm actually going with part-time Justin.
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
Part-time Justin, I hear, has an unusual request.
He does.
What?
Justin texted me yesterday and asked if he could spend the night at my house tonight after the concert.
Oh, boy.
I did. That's a
reasonable request.
We're going to have a sleepover.
And, you know,
yeah.
In all honesty, I don't want you to spend the night because...
Well,
I knew it, too. I know.
Look, I have a bachelor pad. I have two bedrooms in my little house that I rented, one bathroom. I made my other, what would be a bedroom, a closet.
Yeah.
So I did that intentionally so I would never have overnight guests.
There you go.
Because my mom lives a mile away and my friends live close, so I don't like overnight guests.
Sorry.
And on top of that, I know Justin has Justin's way more fun than me, right? Like, I'll go to the concert and hang. I might have a beer, but I don't drink a lot. I don't like going out during the week. And Justin is...
You don't want to be responsible for his drunk butt.
Exactly. Yeah. No. So I already told him he could Uber to my house. I'd pay for the Uber to the show. I don't live far from the venue. And then I'm going to leave early. I'm not going to stay the whole show. I always peace out of concerts early. I'm going to, even if I love it, I leave early so I can get home and go to bed. Because I am leaving after the show tomorrow to go to Vegas.
I'm giving you a round of applause for your honesty. Hey.
Yeah,
so
I
many people.
But what am I going to say when he asks? Like, of course I have to say yes. You're just putting me into a corner.
So many people, hey, can I do, oh, sure. And then they're like, oh, sorry.
But she's still letting him do it.
You're going to have to pay.
I still, I don't even like, even though knowing that you don't want me to stay over, I still want to stay over and still do it. Even though you're angry about it. It would be so much fun. We have to go to work tomorrow.
It would be so much fun. We both have different cars. I told him, you can stay over, but the rules are we're leaving the concert early and we're going home and going to sleep.
I said, dope.
You are young. You can handle it. You could drink all night and come to work the next day. And like, I can't.
Justin, what are the chances that now that Jenna has told the world that you are not welcome inside her
I
home,
am not welcome.
What are the chances that you still, because you know where she lives, you will show up and sleep in the front on the front
100%
porch?
100% I would still show up with my sleeping bag and pillow.
Oh, I'm going to let him do it. I'm just telling him that it was an unfair question. I'm not happy about it.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if someone asks you to do something today and you're not really down with it, do like Jenna. Be honest. Say, no, I don't want to take you home.
But she's
today.
Still doing it.
I know, but at least she put it out there. And
because she's a nice person.
Jenna tells me,
honest person.
I admire that.
No is a powerful word. Yeah. Yes, JC, it is.
Jenna is the one that tells me all the time because she told herself, this year I'm gonna say no more often.
That was 2 years ago. I've continued to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And she tells me that because I'm the idiot that always says yes to everything. And she sits me down every time. She goes, JC, you need to say no.
You know
no.
why? Because you spread yourself too thin, and I have a girlfriend that's guilty of that, and I told her, no is a powerful word. You feel bad saying no, but when you're saying yes to everything, every kid's birthday party, every girl's brunch, everything, then I start freaking out.
You get angry.
I like not having plans so I can do what I want to do when I feel like doing it, and that may be selfish, but I'm alone, you know, and I say no to things so I can have me time.
I love that.
But so, yes, it's not the end of the world.
Well, no. there's a fix to everything.
Jenna. I bring you over sleeping. I'll sleep on the floor.
No, listen, Justin.
No, you can sleep on my comfy couch.
I got the perfect plan here. Jenna, you're probably going to go home earlier than Justin because this guy gets wild.
No, he's saying no. If he's not coming home after me.
He's not going to your house.
Okay.
Because right across the street from the concert you're going to, our very generous Big Al Mack lives there.
He lets everybody stay.
And he lets anyone stay. He lets random Australian people stay there. Yeah.
I'm going to take a note from, what's her name? Jenna.
Actually.
I'm going to take a lesson from Jenna. No.
No.
Random. Wow. Actually, this on your couch.
How come you didn't say that? No, you didn't fuck
because Jenna, why? That's what Jenna
because
does.
Jenna's my Jenna. Thing.
This is not the first time I've been offered to stay at Big Al's place because after that Christmas party, Dr. Girlfriend was like, Justin, you just stay at Big Al's place. He lets anyone stay there.
Anyone.
Why are you looking at me?
You let homeless Australians stay there.
Then how about that? That's the deal. How about this, Al? If Justin comes home with me, I'm going to leave before the encore. I'm going to get out of there so I can get home and try and go to sleep. I mean, it's going to be late. It's Kanye. Like, I'm probably going to not even go to bed till after 11. That's fine. But if you want to stay later, Justin, then he can stay with you.
And then people are like, why can't Justin just go back to his place?
Yeah, why?
Why can't I? I live far in Louisville. It's going to be a late night. I'd rather just, like, take, like... 10 minutes probably just to go find a bed, just to sleep, wake up early and come closer and to the studio.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of driving.
It is
a lot of time.
That's what I'm telling you, Al's right there.
You take an Uber.
That
was the original plan. He sprung this on me late.
Original plan.
He was going to Uber to my house.
Now, Justin, who's going to buy your drinks tonight? Because I know you you went out on Sunday and you spent your entire bank account on having fun.
Not like an entire bank account. Not an entire bank account. It's just that it was a little bit pricey. It was a little bit pricey because I don't know how to budget and I'm irresponsible as a 22-year-old.
You guys.
I have been generous with you.
Very generous.
When you have 70 cents in your bank account, I give you... A lot, right? How much?
Yes.
Like, I give you $20.
Yeah, you gave me $20.
That is a lot.
How much? I'll tell you how much.
$20. That is a lot. I am $20.
Yeah. That's 400% more than he has.
So hold on. I'm paying for the Ubers tonight. Fine. Because I'd
and
be
going
anyway.
And the drinks.
I don't drink much. I'm going to pay for your drinks. I know you're going to drink a lot.
Oh, I thought drinks were free tonight.
No.
And
then it's a concert,
you said,
Justin.
What? You thought drinks were free?
Yeah.
Well, why would they be free?
Because.
No.
We got VIP.
Oh, really?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we don't
know the scenario, though. We don't know.
And you know, like if you get free drinks, like.
Justin, don't embarrass us.
Justin,
I'm telling you right now.
Justin wants to go somewhere before and have drinks. So how much money do you have in your bank account? You understand why this is hard for me, but and I get why guys feel beat down by girls that go out with them just for drinks.
Single digits.
I will get nothing from you.
You need to stop coming.
Single digits.
Me, okay.
How much is in your bank account?
You trying to ball and you got like $8.
It's like I got a good $32 to last me till next Friday.
Justin,
but my gas tank is full. My fridge is stocked.
Okay.
I bought deodorant and toothpaste.
So that's why you're spending the night. You can't afford the Uber.
Right.
Talking about VIP and free drinks. They got $8.
Because he went out on Sunday.
$32. Okay, 8 times 4.
Well, then I could ask a friend to take me, but that would be rude.
What?
Like, take me to Kanye, and then you can't come.
What are you going to do for me?
Yeah, that would be rude.
That would be so
rude. What are you
going
to do for me?
Yeah.
I'm your friend. That's what friends do. Don't friends let other friends spend the night at other people's places?
Yeah, sure do.
You could sleep in my house. I live by you,
that's
though.
Far,
you're so sweet. Yeah, I know. You live so far.
That's the only reason I offered it. I'm going to let you do it. We're going to have fun together. You're good company. We'll have fun. But you don't drink so much you throw up, do you?
No,
I can't deal with that.
I'm not sure. <Well,
laughs> He didn't. No, we went out all weekend long in Baton Rouge, and he was all good.
Nah, I can handle myself.
Trey was
I'm
the only one that
puked. I'm a good person to hang out with.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
So where are you sleeping tonight?
He's going to stay with me.
Oh, he is? Okay.
I just don't want to have to babysit. Does that make sense?
If that's what you were worried about, baby girl, I got myself.
Babysit with me paying.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
But you got the Uber, right?
Look at me.
I got the Uber. I'll get the
She's
Uber.
Got your
I got your
numbers.
Drinks.
Okay. No, I thought the drinks were free. I still think they are.
No, they're not.
Hold on. Don't worry about that. Would you guys like a tip?
Yeah.
Kid Nation member Katie has a tip for us.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What do you think we should do here in this situation, Katie?
Okay, So this whole Uber ride, my kids are obsessed with going to Wendy's, the food chain.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a Wendy's near where y'all are going out tonight, if you download the app, they will drive you, Uber will drive you for free.
What?
If you go to Wendy's.
Whoa.
Uber drive you for free out of Wendy's?
To Wendy's,
yeah.
So you can get the food. But then you just walk to the venue.
Yep.
That is genius, oh. Katie.
If there's a Wendy's near there, download the app and you get a free Uber ride. You just have to show the Uber driver the app. It's right on Wendy's.com. My kids are obsessed with them, so I get emails all the time.
Does Wendy's, I'm sorry, Katie, does Wendy's offer lodging for part-time jobs? For the
yeah, yeah.
Maybe they'll just take you to some girl.
What about that ride back home?
Yeah,
well, I would appreciate that tip. I'll look into it.
Good tip, Katie.
Well, look at that.
You can get the spicy chicken nuggets.
How much do you think Jenna's going to spend tonight between two Ubers and Justin's food and drink?
Oh, at least
$50. It's going to be more than $32.
At least 50.
At least 50.
Oh, you're going to spend, you spend a nice cool
hundy. Easily $100.
Yeah, Justin's a fish.
A nice cool hundy. That's a nice cool hundy right there.
It's just what I'll be very respectful.
You got a sugar mama.
I know. I've been wanting rich friends. I was telling other people about that.
Jenna's not
I'm
rich.
I'm not rich, man.
No.
We do radio, Justin.
Unless anyone that has more money than you deem to be rich. But yeah. I am not
fair.
Rich.
That's fair. That is
I say, fair. I think anyone who has more money than me is rich.
Yeah. So people with $36
so everyone
are rich.
Listening right yeah, now.
People have $36 as rich to me.
Oh, man. I can't
well, we'll
wait.
Have fun. Follow us on Snap.
Yeah.
He's going to snap more than me. I'm sure.
No.
Except when you go to concerts, sometimes everybody else is trying to snap. You can't post anything until after.
I take a photo and maybe a video.
Yeah.
I don't snap every song. Don't worry. You can do that.
I try not to do that either. Okay. That's annoying.
Well, good luck, Justin.
We'll have fun.
We'll see how it works out.
We'll post some pics for you guys.
And then I get to hang out with Wheezy. What's this cute dog? Mm. Oh, she's so cute on your Snapchat, Jenna.
Should I board her?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody called back within the 10 minutes.
Come on.
Aww. That's fine because that's good news for you, Kid Nation. We're going to open up the phone lines now for everybody to play.
All right.
Even if you didn't sign up at KidNation.com, we'll still let you play.
Don't matter.
Because we're friends. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Justin?
Caller number 17.
That's how much he has in the bank account.
Oh, no. I thought it was 32.
Yeah, you know, he's lying. You got divided by 2. He's trying to sound good. All right, caller number 7.
Divided by 2 is 17.
Nah, somewhere in there. $34 divided by 2.
Minus the tax.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Caller 17.
Yeah. Caller number 17. That's what we mean.
All right.
You'll get to play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Jenna going to Kanye, but he needs drinks and a place to stay. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
We have an over-under on if Justin's going to be late to work tomorrow.
I'll take the over on that.
Well, I hope not, because I'll be...
If he stays with Jenna, he'll be here on time.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's meet our contestant. Looking for call number 17. And that is you, Paige Rogers.
Home Atlanta.
Home Atlanta.
My Atlanta.
I'm so excited.
I don't think anybody's ever said that before, have they, Kelly? My Atlanta.
Kelly said it, probably.
I got a cousin named My Atlanta.
Yeah?
I've heard it.
What are you up to this morning, Paige?
I was actually headed to work, but I pulled over.
Okay, good.
So
yeah.
When they answered.
With all
good
the
job.
Excitement.
Good job.
What do you do? Yeah. What do you do for work?
I'm a chef, so.
A chef?
I'm headed to cook food.
Whoa.
What are you cooking today?
We've got a really good barbecue pork special going on.
Oh, nice.
Barbecue pork
very
special.
Very nice.
Nice.
Lots of chicken salad.
Right? Okay. All right, Paige, we'll give you the rules on how to play Beat the Bank. It's pretty simple. Kelly, can you tell her, please?
Yeah, we're going to put you in the vault with the banker. He's going to start just... brusquely hollering out dollar amounts.
Good
is brusk a word?
Good word. I don't know. I like it, though.
Brusquely?
I'm trying to think of his tone. Anyway, he's going to start calling off dollar amounts, and you have to yell stop before that vault closes. If you don't do that, you're going to lose everything. But the last dollar amount he calls is what you win. It can go all the way up to $1,000. We saw that happen yesterday. The guy still had to yell stop after $1,000 because the vault is going to close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You got that, Paige.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
We single? We married? Are you playing for yourself? Somebody else?
I'm married, but actually my sister is graduating from the Army in November, and we were just fixing to go over finances of how we were going to make it up there. So if I can get to the limit, it's going to be great.
Well, I'm glad you got
in. I'm hard not seeing her.
Right? Yeah. I'm glad you got in. Hopefully we win a lot of money here. All right, Paige.
Yeah.
How you feeling now?
You know, being a chef, you probably can relate to this. I'm feeling medium high.
Okay.
Medium high.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Medium high.
Medium high. Okay.
I heard medium well, but medium high, that's
medium,
the new one.
Medium high. All right.
On the burner.
On the burner, yeah.
Oh,
on the dial.
On the stove,
medium high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, good job, Al.
All right,
here we go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150. $230. $250. $350. $390. $430. $470. $540. $560. $710.
Stop.
Oh! All right. I can dig it.
We couldn't take it either.
Brusque.
That's about
right.
Brusque.
That's about medium high right there. Good job.
I had to take off my jacket.
What it was, $710?
$710 for you, Paige, so you can go see your sister.
Good job,
That's
Paige.
That's amazing.
That is awesome. Now, we think you bailed out at the right moment because Kelly and I were telling you to stop about one before that one.
Yeah.
We're going nuts over that one. Let's see. Just for fun, how high it goes.
Okay.
880.
Okay.
Wow.
1,000.
Ah!
Well,
okay.
You know.
That's all right.
That's okay. I'll take it.
You got a majority of it, girl.
Yeah, you got most of it, Paige.
710.
That's awesome.
All right. Well,
good job. Thank your sister for her service for us. Would you please?
All right. Yeah, big old hug to her. And have fun cooking today, Paige.
Thank y'all so much. This is like what I've been wanting to do is be on the show and play this game. This is amazing.
Well, we love you.
You got it. You made it, baby.
Can't wait. Send us some pork barbecue.
Yeah, send us some pulled pork.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. We'll take some of that.
Pack
that
up.
Yeah.
Hold on for us. All right. We got a kids reveal. Yes, kids right around the corner. Bridget and her son Jeremiah are going to join us in studio for an important kids announcement next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bridget, we got a hold of your news story that happened, what was it, late last year?
November 21st.
So if we went back to the beginning, 2007, you adopted a little boy named Jeremiah.
I did.
Were you guys looking to adopt, or you guys went to you just found him?
Well, I'm single.
You just found him?
Yes.
He was chilling out.
Hey, look, there's a kid.
No, believe it or not, my friend just adopted a baby because she went to an orphanage, and she was just doing community service, and she saw this little kid, and she's like, I can't leave without him. Oh. So she ended up starting the paperwork and the adoption process. So I don't know if you were doing something like that.
How did that come about?
Well, I work at AT&T, and I've been there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. But I foster children on the side.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I'm single. And so, anyways, he was my number 7 foster child. And when I opened the door and saw him, I just knew that he was mine.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Love at first sight. That's my little boy.
Yes.
And you adopted him in 2007.
Yes, sir.
How old is he now?
He is 10.
10 years old. And you have... He has a sister named Rebecca.
He does, and she's 8 years old.
You adopted her as well.
I did.
Wow.
I could not split them up.
You know you're going straight to heaven, right? I mean, like, yeah, bullet train.
Do you have that straight to heaven pass in your wallet, or where do you keep that?
Let me shine my wings.
I know that's right, girl.
So wait, they're actually brother-sister.
Well, same mom, different fathers.
Okay, but you fostered them together.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and they don't know. They know they're adopted, but they don't really know their story.
Right. And when the time comes, if they ask...
That's right.
You'll tell them.
Do you know a lot about their story?
just the reasons why I got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they came from CPS. So.
The reasons you got them is they're meant to be yours.
That's right.
That's the reason.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
And so you're a happy family of three,
single mother
with two beautiful young children.
Yes,
and in November, you guys were holding hands, walking on the sidewalk.
Yes, and I was in front of the kids walking with my friend, and she had a 2-year-old, and my daughter was right behind me, and Jeremiah was on wheelies,
Those cool shoes that you could slide on, yeah.
And his sister, Rebecca, was pulling him. So she was walking backwards. And a car jumped the curb, was coming around the corner, and I guess she said she was going to park. And she jumped the curb, and she hit Jeremiah straight into the brick wall.
And pinned him up against the wall with the car.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure your reaction was, I need super strength right now to remove this car.
What happened was she backed up, which she wasn't supposed to do.
Right. Panic.
When she backed up, he was still in the wall. So at first, I started screaming, that's my son, that's my son. And then I turned around, I saw him still in the wall, and all I could see is his feet weren't touching the ground. So I ran over to him, and I pulled him down and laid down beside him, and his eyes were fixated, and he couldn't focus.
He was in shock?
He was in shock.
Okay.
And he started, vomiting blood immediately. So I was turning his head sideways and keeping his airway open. And
meaning there was internal damage done away.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes, sir. So we started praying. And I started talking to him and making him answer questions because he was saying he wants to go to sleep.
You want to keep him awake?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long before the ambulance and the fire department showed up? Was it quick or was it too long for you?
Felt like forever,
I'm
sure.
It did. Yes, ma'am. It felt like forever. When I was there, I felt like there was no one there, like it was a ghost town, but there was a bunch of people there. I just couldn't register.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people were calling 911, and they had gone to a different salon at the front of Firewheel. So it took them a little while to get to us, but they couldn't wait on a helicopter to come and care flight him in because he was vomiting up the blood and you know, they actually thought that he wasn't going to make it to the hospital.
I mean, this is truly a miracle
that
he survived this because he, based on the news story, because this made the news, it was big news,
yes.
He bled out twice.
Oh, yes.
And he had damaged kidneys, spleen, bladder, bowels, intestines, stomach, basically everything.
Liver.
And your liver, everything. And his midsection was...
Oh, my gosh.
It was completely dead. His stomach was dead. His bowels were dead. Everything was completely dead. They had a tube in his nose. They had him on a breathing machine. He was in a coma for 3 weeks. We're still dealing with the liver. We have to go to the doctor pretty much every other day right now.
Yeah.
We go to several different doctors. One kidney's completely dead. His bowels finally woke up first.
Good.
They had to put a tube in his nose past his stomach into his intestines to keep him alive. And he went all the way down to 38 pounds in the hospital.
As a 10-year-old boy.
Yes, sir.
How has his attitude been throughout this and we're just talking about the intestine. Like, he broke numerous bones as well. And he lost his leg.
He did. He lost his leg.
It's okay. It's okay, Bridget.
You're this is ready to talk about it at all.
You went through a parent's worst nightmare.
Yes, sir.
I'm envisioning my son having to go through this. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, it was
so
tough.
It's okay.
So they opened him up on one side of his leg and got a vein, and they created a vein, and they were going to try to save his foot because he was in soccer, and the vein was just very weak, and so it burst the first time, and he bled out. So I was holding his hand, and he died right there and bleeding out, and they were pumping blood into him, and we raced down to the OR, and they got it stable.
Oh, man.
And then he did it again. So, a week later, it burst again.
And was this all around, this was around the holidays last
year,
right?
Yes.
So Christmas in the hospital, this
he
going on.
He actually lost his leg, I think, 2 days after my birthday.
And when is your birthday?
December 13th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really hard. And at the time, his stomach was still not awake.
Yeah.
And, he was just very weak. He's had 33 surgeries. He needs more, but we're trying to get his body some time to heal. And so anyways, but he has got the best attitude.
Does he?
So he is.
Good.
They took the muscle out of his back to give him some leg so that he can have a stump and get a prosthesis. And he is just on those crutches. And I mean, he's so fast, I can't keep up with him. He's just. He volunteers at our church. He asks, when's the first time I can go back to church and volunteer? And, I mean, he just, we had the hail damage. We were slammed by the hail damage. Yeah. It went through our roof and it flooded our attic and everything. We've had people up on our roof working in the heat. And he goes out and takes some water and... He's just the sweetest thing.
He's an angel like you are. Now, please keep us posted when he does get that, his leg.
He does have it.
He does have it.
So we're going, we start physical therapy actually today, this afternoon.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Yes.
And we have a buddy of the show who has an adaptive training gym. So if you ever need I will we will call him up, and I guarantee you my buddy David will have him in there no matter what.
You know what I've
just
gotten?
It's incredible.
Truly, we were talking about the bleeding out. It just made me say, I've got to go down and donate blood.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you how important blood donation is. People just don't do it. They don't think about it. And look, in your situation,
and we
how important
actually had
that was.
We had a blood drive for him because they were doing so many blood transfusions every day. He's had over 100 blood transfusions. So they're actually, his liver is still not where it needs to be. So he's just getting tested for hepatitis C because they don't know with all the blood transfusions if anything has gotten into his system.
You know, you said you're a single mom.
Yes.
And working 20 years at AT&T and then something like this happens. What has life been like for you?
It's been hard, but you know, he's the one that went through everything, and he has such a good attitude, and he wakes up every morning, he's singing, he's happy, and I just, you know, I feel like if he can get up and do it, then I have to get up and do it.
You feel guilty almost being sad for it.
You make me want to adopt him.
Yeah.
He's taken out. He's taken.
I was going to say, God has a plan for him to do some great things. He's already doing some great things, but he's going to be doing some greater things, and a lot of them. I can just tell.
Yeah, he's a good boy, and so that AT&T's holding my job for a year, so not getting paid, but
sure,
they're holding my job that I get to go back to, and we'll just have to make that work.
Well, Bridget, I'm sure with all this going on, you guys haven't really had a time to be taking trips as a family, so we want to offer you something. And I don't know if you want to bring them in.
Let's tell you all at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure you know where I'm going. Do you want him to come in with you?
I do.
Can we bring him in, please? Please bring in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah!
He's out there playing with Shannon. They're rolling around like their brother and sister. Shannon's so good with the kids.
Jeremiah!
I promise it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Go by your mom. Go by mama.
A smile on their face, man.
I'm going to go by mommy. He wants to sit with Jenna.
Oh, he does? This little...
Smart boy.
He's good with the ladies, Bridget?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Jenna was going to help him.
He's like, I don't need it. I got it.
How did you get to be so strong? I mean, you went through a lot.
I don't know. I just picked up my crutches one day and figured them out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And are you excited about getting your new leg?
I already have it.
Yeah, but you're going to start practicing with it, right?
I also already know how to walk without my crutches on it, but I cannot run that good yet.
Cool. I bet you will.
You will, buddy.
So last November was not a good November, right, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
So how about this November? We make it the best one yet. And we take you, your mom, and your sister to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Would you like to come with us?
Yeah.
You're going to Disney World. You're a kids, buddy.
Yay. Yay. He's probably thinking, do I have to bring my sister?
How does that make you feel?
Good.
Good.
Are you?
Thank you.
Oh, you're
no, man.
Quite
thank
welcome,
you for
buddy.
That positive attitude, man. You have this, like, light shining off of you at all times.
You're a blessing, dude. You are a blessing.
Your mom says you wake up singing every morning. What do you like to sing?
Toby Mac.
Yeah, give me a little piece of Toby Mac.
I don't want to be in a backseat.
There we go. All right.
Oh, we're going to have to learn that on the guitar.
We're going to learn that.
Yeah, we're going to perform that maybe.
We'll be singing that at Disney World.
It's going to be a bright,
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 Hot sunshiny day.
I know. I freeze on the radio sometimes too.
How are you feeling, Bridget?
Overwhelmed. I just want to say thank y'all so much because just my daughter was away from us while we were in the hospital. We were in the hospital for about 4.5 months.
Mm.
So she stayed with my best friend and her family. So this will be great for us to be together.
And the timing is really great because it's coming up on a very sad anniversary. Yeah. But now you can turn that into, that's the year we went to Kids, yeah. You know, the anniversary. Yeah. So yes. That'd be great.
We want November to be a good month for you, Ben,
there you
okay?
Go. So much.
There you go.
The plane ride's taken care of thanks to Southwest Airlines. You don't even have to bring a wallet. Gosh. We'll give you Disney bucks. You get access to all the parks. You got a hotel room. All the food's going to be taken care of. You'll get to meet Mickey. And who's your favorite character at Disney World?
Goofy.
You'll get to we're down with Goofy. Yeah, yeah. We got
he's
you.
There a lot.
Al's got his cell phone number, so we'll call Goofy and make sure that you meet him.
Take a picture with him and everything.
Thank Have you always so wanted to go to Disney World?
Yes.
How are you going, buddy?
Yay, mm-hmm. Thank y'all so
and
much.
And there are so many other surprises on the trip. You're going to be so excited.
Yay.
Nonstop.
And if you want to ride the teacups, we won't do it, but Caroline Craddock is so into the teacups.
No.
I could probably make her throw up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you will.
I know you can.
I've done it 3 times in a row and thrown up.
Really?
Oh,
so it took you 3 times before you puked. That's pretty good.
He flexed 3 times in a row, and he got very sick.
And you like that?
And he thought it was funny.
Oh,
throwing up is fun.
Bridget, Jeremiah, it's such a pleasure to meet you guys.
Yeah, man.
And give it to us loud, Jeremiah. Give us, I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World.
You dang right you are, buddy.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's open up that bank vault, Kid Nation. It's wide open. We want to put you in there. We just need somebody. Earlier, an hour ago, Paige Rogers won $710. Could have been $1,000.
Yeah, buddy.
But she needed that money to go see her sister. Her sister's in the Army.
Graduating.
So she took her $700 and she was happy with it. Now, we're going to call out 3 names. First one to call us back gets to play this hour. We do it twice a day, every day. Big Al Mack, do you have those names?
Yep, I do. Jesse Arias, Catherine Fogelman, Kathy Pennison. Catherine Fogelman and Jesse Arias.
Arias.
The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You have 10 minutes to call us back.
Yeah, buddy.
If nobody calls within those 10 minutes, just like last hour, we'll open it up, and then you can get in, even if you have not signed up at KidNation.com. But if you do want to play, and we do it again tomorrow, go sign up. It's easy. You only have to do it once. You don't have to worry about it after that.
Yep, KidNation.com.
Got a couple text messages here from the Kids Kids reveal we just had. Jeez, from the text. Guess I missed a tearjerker warning. I manage a construction crew, pulled into work, heard Jeremiah's story. Now I'm walking around here telling these guys what to do, crying. Hey, man, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, dog.
I'm sure if they heard it, they were crying too.
That's right.
You guys have me crying like a baby, and my 2-year-old's looking at me like, dude, what's going on? That's from Tyler.
What a tough, resilient little kid, though, man.
Jeremiah?
Yeah.
I know, man. To have to go through that.
Yeah.
And when we tell you, this kid has a great attitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was, when we were talking to his mom, he was playing with Shannon the entire time.
Yeah.
Psycho Shannon came in here sweating because she was playing so hard with him.
I just grabbed my crutches and figured him out.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, he walked right in here and jumped up on my chair. Wouldn't even let me help him.
Awesome.
He's very charismatic, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got something. From the text also, please, this is from last time we played Beat the Bank.
Okay.
Please ring that shame bell on JC and Kelly for not realizing that DJ Tanner from Full House says, oh, my Atlanta.
Shame.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
Call yourself.
I heard it. I just couldn't remember where.
Dang, man. Like, if anybody should know, that's us, Kelly.
Yeah. I am ashamed.
What? Ashamed. We're the Full House fans.
You are?
I am.
Yeah.
Big time.
I'm not an expert.
Speaking of Full House, Chelsea Handler got to announce the release date for Fuller House Season 2 on her own Netflix show. What do you mean, no white cheddar?
Uh-oh.
I was on The View. And DJ Tanner did it.
But look, it was a reveal. But there was a reveal.
What does it say? Ron Burgundy, are you okay?
How could you get it so wrong?
Oh, okay. You know, I have his back. Fuller House Season 2, Chelsea Handler got to announce the release date on her own Netflix show. All see. It's all right.
In Whitechatter's defense, he did come on and say it was DJ Tanner, but I still went and read it. All right.
Guys, I have some really exciting news. I'm thrilled to announce that Season 2 of Fuller House will premiere globally on December 9th, only on Netflix. So there you go.
December 9th.
I'm super excited. Our season this year is very holiday themed. We have a Halloween show, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve.
That's a big one. Yeah,
that's a
Christmas.
Big one. I know. And lots of family. So tune in December 9th.
I saw a lot of hating on Full House online.
Who?
People going on Twitter just being rude.
Why?
Exactly.
That was
so
me.
Rude.
I'm a Fuller House troll.
I get so defensive over
well,
it, too.
I'm they like... have updated Fuller House, not necessarily for the better. You know, it used to be a show you could watch without any danger of having to have an uncomfortable conversation with your child.
Uh-huh. Right.
And now they're addressing a little bit more
adult stuff,
adult issues, and, you know, conversations some people aren't necessarily ready to have.
Did they ever sell the house? Weren't
no.
they trying to sell
the real one? $4 million or something?
Some big astronomical amount
oh,
of money.
Oh, in real life?
Oh,
no,
overpriced
having
anyway.
To rent it.
Yeah.
I thought you meant on the show.
No,
because DJ moved back into the house, Al.
Well, they can be a little more risky, too, because they're on Netflix before they were on a family network.
But see, people love Full House because of its cheesy.
So innocent.
Innocence, the purity, all that. That's why people loved it.
They loved it because of Michelle Tanner.
No.
She was a scene stealer every time.
She was a little slightly annoying.
You thought Michelle Tanner was annoying.
The most annoying is Stephanie. Stephanie got on my nerves.
That was my crush.
Oh, Stephanie.
Empire was on last night.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch Empire?
Yeah, I watched it. Kelly, I think you should be
back
on the
bandwagon.
No, I'm mad. They killed off the only white one.
Spoiler alert.
What was her name?
Rhonda.
Rhonda,
They killed Rhonda off.
Yeah.
What? Man, what a fall, too.
Boy.
We need more white representation on Empire.
I was trying to think when Kelly said they killed off the only white person, and that was the only white character on the show.
Only white recurring character.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple here and there that could pop up in The Office, I think.
I'm off Empire. American Horror Story, but you guys don't watch that.
Did it premiere last night?
No, it was its second episode last night. But it's too scary for you guys. You guys couldn't handle it.
Oh, well, we could handle it.
No, you couldn't handle it.
Hooray story.
It's very scary.
Oh, I can handle it.
Mm-mm.
It's that scary this season?
This is my ploy to try and challenge you to watch it, because I know that's the only way I can get you to watch it.
Yeah.
It actually is very scary. And you know I don't scare easily. I was scared, and I have that Victorian woman still in the corner in my house that I'm going to put outside.
How tall is that thing?
She's taller than me.
5'7"?
5'7". And her eyes light up.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you need to put that outside so people get used to it, and then you dress up as it and move.
Somebody will steal it.
I know.
Oh, they will.
That has been bumming me out so much. When I Snapchatted her and I was so excited about her, everyone's like, someone's going to steal her. And that is such a shame.
It is a shame.
Yeah. People will steal decorations, especially nice ones.
Shame.
I know. It's
some
like,
way you got to bolt her down. I don't know how you're going to do it.
People steal rocks. My mom has this rock flower bed. And it's bordered by some white, regular little rocks, bricks. People stealing them. Bricks.
Well, you just grab a handful every time you're going home or something?
I guess they make their own little flower bed in their yard. I mean, I can't stand
this. You know, you can go to Home Depot and buy your own rocks.
Can't stand
these.
These
are free.
Mulch. Yeah. Free of it, Mama Max.
Why buy when you can steal them?
They're right here in the neighborhood.
There has to be a way to deter it. Like if I put dog poop around it.
Yeah.
But then I have dog poop in my yard.
Put the fake dog poop.
That was just the first thought I had. Fake dog poop.
I think I have my first neighborhood battle, too, with dog poop. Somebody's dog. It's the same dang dog because it's the same size poop every time.
You investigated. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Same poop.
Yeah. I went as far as almost dissecting it, but I didn't want to. But I looked at it, and I'm like, this is the same dog pooping in front of my house.
Well, he's got a spot. I mean, dogs will...
Yeah, but
okay, we'll carry a dang bag.
If your dog poops in someone's front lawn,
yeah,
you clean
it
up.
Messed up.
If it's that patch of grass and you don't have a bag and you're like, I don't know who this patch of grass belongs to. You know, like it's on the corner by a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
I understand. You don't have a bag kind of getting away with it. I'll be honest. But if it's in someone's yard,
and it makes me even
you gotta
more,
clean it up.
Makes me more angry, too, because I'm the one that mows the grass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one that has to put up with it. I'm representing my
representing,
lawn.
Representing your people.
Like, I want to go as far as saving up some money and buying a camera and putting it on my grass patch out front just to catch this person. Because I will find you. And I will.
Should you have a camera on your grass patch? in front of your yard?
24 hours a day. I do. I have a camera.
I don't know. I'm sure he's alluding to something vulgar. Because we are a family show, and that's what we try to do.
She's got a yard.
Well, what was that laugh out?
She's got a.
What was that?
She's got grass.
It wasn't even clever, but at least it was dirty.
She's got a yard. She lives in a house.
All right.
Can you laugh like that every time? Rosewood season 2 premiere tonight on Fox.
I honestly cannot believe this show is renewed.
I'm with you. Our show is so bad.
Oh. Rosewood.
Say that.
Yeah.
It led into Empire, and so and I love the guy in it. I can't remember
Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut.
It is
handsome.
So bad. You're so right. Bad. I watched one episode a couple of years ago. It was the, like just the worst.
There is
so
no chemistry between him and his leading lady.
Yeah.
And it's leading in Empire. This is when I was actually watching Empire. I'm like, oh my God, I wanted to like it.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's corny. It's just the
it got
chemistry's not. Yeah, yeah it I got renewed. So.
Oh.
And the one that they had leading into Empire last night was Lethal Weapon with Damon Wayans.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How's that?
And it's a little bit, it's not as corny as Rosewood. It's a little bit. And I was a big Lethal Weapon fan.
Oh, a Lethal Weapon television
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there no new original ideas?
I guess not.
No.
I guess not. But they're trying, they still go by the names, Riggs and. Danny Glover.
The other guy.
And, but they're trying to kind of act like in some of the same mannerisms and whatnot, but it's not, you know,
it's
kind
not the
of
same.
Funny. Not the same.
But
no.
If you don't remember the original, it's new to you, you know.
Yeah. They also got the Blacklist season 4 premiere tonight on NBC.
That's tonight?
Yeah, that's tonight.
Oh, wow. I got to tune into that.
How to Get Away with Murder season 3 premieres tonight
no,
as well.
I don't watch that one.
Battling it out with the Blacklist.
Not everybody cares what I'm watching.
And now season 13, going strong still, Grey's Anatomy premieres tonight.
No.
Really?
Those three going up against each other, 10 p.m.
Oh, so the one I watched last week wasn't new?
No. Don't you hate that?
I took 6 years off. Yeah. So much has happened, but still everything's still the same.
People are like, are you still there?
Yeah, I took 6 years off, but everything still is kind of the same.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a good TV night tonight. MacGyver, the season 1 premieres tomorrow. The remake of that.
That's getting bad reviews.
Yeah, it looks awful.
Yeah.
Looks awful.
Missed Designated Survivor last night. You know who I really feel bad for?
Who?
Jesse Arias.
Arias,
Catherine Fogelman, and Kathy Pennison. I feel really bad for them.
Yeah.
They have no friends.
Did your friends not let you know that we called your names?
They have no
friends. They're not listening.
Maybe they're not listening.
They're not listening.
See, that's the point. You sign up at KidNation.com, you still have to listen twice a day. Hurts our
feelings.
But now somebody else gets a shot.
Yep.
We're looking for call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because now anyone can play Beat the Bank. We'll put you inside the bank vault at random.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So you guys know earlier in the show, we were talking about men's underwear and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an entrepreneur, or at least I try to be. So I've decided I want to come out with my own underwear line.
Beat
Here's some
the
names.
Bank. Beat the Bank. Fruit of the Doom, Under Charmer, Calvin Klein, Hugo Baller, Beat the Bang.
Was it Calvin Klein?
Calvin Klein.
Climber. I thought you said Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Under Charmer.
Under Charmer.
I like Under Charmer.
I like Under Charmer, and I like Hugo Baller.
Hugo Baller, okay.
Hugo Baller.
You know.
I don't think I can get sued for that, can I?
I think so.
Trademark infringement.
I can just go for it.
There
the
you
worst
go.
Thing can happen.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission, right?
Fruit of the Tomb?
Yeah.
For grandparents?
Rocker.
Yeah, there you go.
Fruit of the Tomb?
Yeah.
I need something that rhymes with loom.
Like dead?
Not very many words rhyme with loom.
No. Zoom.
Oh, Fruit of the Boom.
Yeah, that's not
true. Boom Boom Time.
I like that better.
Yeah.
Let's change that.
Can you change it?
Change it. Yeah, I can change it. I hadn't copyrighted you.
Redo the song, Trey, please.
No, that's okay, Trey. That's okay. That's okay, Trey.
Oh, we're not going to redo it? Okay.
That's okay, Trey.
I think we're going to redo it. Okay.
Once is enough.
Let's meet our contestants.
Who we got?
We got to get to the show of his top five here.
Yeah.
Hi, Lindsay Webb.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, we can't believe we're talking to you. What
right?
are you up to? Going to work right now?
Yes, I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you for that. How long you been listening?
Well, when I lived in San Antonio, I kind of took a break because I was never in my car. I had a kid, so now that I'm back to work, I listen to you guys all the time.
Okay.
There you go.
Good deal. Good deal. Who's your favorite? Never mind.
Oh, Kelly, definitely.
Definitely never mind.
Who's your second?
Not even a question.
Who's your second favorite?
I mean, Al's pretty funny to listen to.
Thank you.
Why do y'all do this? This is...
All right, well, just
quick. I mean, I like all of you, but Al... He can tell that he needs to be censored a little sometimes.
That's what I do. Yep. That's what I do. All right, JC, tell her how to play the game.
Yes, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be giving you dollar amounts, Lindsay. Now, your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. It can get up to $1,000. Still got to yell stop, because if you don't and that door closes on you, you're going to get nothing, Lindsay, and we don't want that.
No.
Because you already want to spend the money. Like, you probably want to go buy some shoes or something.
Probably pay bills, but yeah.
Pay bills, just the same. Al, how you feeling this morning?
Lindsay, today is the first day of fall, so I'm thinking you may fall this time.
Oh, wow, Al's not feeling good.
Not feeling very good this time around.
Oh, wow.
I'm a little nervous because I've seen it close on people, and it's really sad.
But you go, girl. You do your thing.
Right? Go with your gut, Lindsay.
Al does not know.
I do not.
He really does not.
You control your money destiny here. All right. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$210. $290. $340. $380. $450. $530.
Stop.
All right.
Stop. $530 for Lindsay Webb.
Yeah.
It seems I'm not a little risk taker, so I gotta stop it.
I'm not a risk taker either, and it seemed a little too calm, didn't it?
It started out high at 200, and then it kind of slowed off. Anyway, let's see how high it would have gone.
Yeah, just for fun, Lindsay. You already got money.
580.
580.
That's how you do it right there.
Thanks.
Good job.
Played it almost perfectly.
Yep.
All right, Lindsay, that should take care of a couple bills for you like you wanted. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day at work.
Hold on for us, okay?
We'll get you all set up. Boom. We'll play again tomorrow morning, same time. But if you signed up at KidNation.com, you still got to listen to the show. Got a text here that says, hey, guys, is there any way to know the names that were called at 6:50 for Beat the Bank? I just signed up yesterday. Totally forgot to turn on the radio.
Oh.
Well, that's part of the... See, Kelly's a rule follower, we would tell you, but she likes to follow the rules, so
we can't.
Plus,
it's over, and that doesn't mean you're out of it if you didn't... I mean, you're back in.
You know what? It's better not to know.
You
know to turn on the radio.
Yes, we called your name, okay? Yeah. There you go. But you're back in.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Congratulations to Paige Rogers. She won $710. And then Lindsay Webb just came in and won $530 with Beat the Bank. We'll play again tomorrow morning, same time. Sign up at KidNation.com.
Not bad.
So we can call your name and then make sure you're listening.
I got a first world problem.
6:50 and 7:50 Central is when we play. Let's get into first world problems.
Cool.
Again, that phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give those little problems in your life that, you know, they're funny. You don't want to really complain too much.
It's a problem at the time. You're like, that's the worst thing I got going on. I'm living pretty good.
Not too bad. Like Sheila, who texted us and said, I couldn't get breakfast this morning because all I have are $100 bills. And Chick-fil-A doesn't accept anything larger than a $20 bill. Hashtag first world problems.
Chick-fil-A sounds so good
right
now. They
got that grill going. Big Al went to the deli earlier and got all the bacon they had.
Yeah.
So if you work in our building, we apologize. Big Al stole all the bacon.
I'm sure they made more.
Yeah.
But they're temporarily out.
That's it.
For a minute.
They had to go buy a pig.
Yeah. You guys, my car GPS doesn't inform me what the speed limit is, and I keep getting speed tickets. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow.
From Elizabeth.
Doesn't have a speedometer.
Yeah, some of the GPS now, they have the...
Waze does.
And Waze will do it, too.
Tell you what the speed limit is where you are.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you might want to use that. Jeremy wrote us and said, I ran out of socks. So I have to wear my girlfriend's bright color sparkly socks.
Yay.
Hashtag first world problems.
What a happy day.
Yeah. Hey.
Looking right. Twinkle toes.
Twinkle toes over there. And last one before we go to the phones, Callie wrote us and said, my thread count on my sheets is so high.
How high is it?
I can't feel the fan next to my bed blowing on me, you guys. Hashtag first world problems.
Can't feel the fan. All right. What's that? There you go.
I don't know. I've had really high thread count sheets, and they're so paper thin, they tear.
Oh, really?
I don't like those.
Oh, I got some new ones.
Like with your toenails?
They're good.
Like, no, when I stretched them over, I don't know. Maybe I got it like one of those discount places.
No. You?
You think they just added a zero?
Yeah. I don't mean to brag, but
Kelly, those were 60 thread count.
Yeah. I don't mean to brag,
but they were so thin. They were high thread count, and the minute I put them on, they started ripping at the seams.
Normally,
I'm like,
means it's more woven.
They're thicker?
Right.
Yeah, more thread.
These were thinner. I don't know. I guess I don't know anything about sheets.
I don't either.
I know my thread count is very low. Very low.
I don't know. I think the lower they are, the scratchier they are, right?
Yeah, very scratchy.
Yeah.
We have a first world problem / beef with Kelly here.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I have lots of world problems, but Kelly, thanks for ruining the show empire for me. I've been waiting all season for it to start.
It's all over the news this morning.
I didn't even watch it.
You said the white person died?
Yeah, the only whitey died.
Yeah, there's a memo.
Don't keep repeating it. There's other people that haven't listened to you. God.
It's all over the internet.
Kelly, geez.
I don't go and look at that stuff.
Yeah. Nikki, I don't know if this will make you feel better or not, but it happens like within the first 10 seconds of the first episode. So the rest she did not spoil for you. So you should be pretty.
I don't know. I heard her husband went crazy.
Kelly. See, now we apologize, Nikki. I think Nikki hung up on
her. Well, there goes that season.
Still watch it. It was a good episode, Nikki.
And there's some rapping in there,
yeah,
too.
There's a little rapping going on. We won't tell you what else happens. We respect you.
That's fine. Jeez, Kelly.
All right.
You're nuts.
I was too upset to hold it in.
Oh, Kelly. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm not doing so well. So I go to college, and there's parking lots, and I've been circling it for about 45 minutes now, and I paid $250 for a parking permit, plus I'm about to miss the class that I pay for, and I'm wasting gas. Just circling. So yeah, that's hashtag first world problem.
Ain't that the truth, Brianna?
Yep.
Parking in college, they give you so many tickets. It's such a nightmare. I think that's how they make their money, is just off parking tickets at universities, right?
What class are you late for?
My child welfare social work class.
Oh,
that's an important one.
Very important.
Yeah. Gotta learn how to keep the kids off welfare, girl.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody else
needs to be sitting next to you in that class, obviously.
Yeah, Al, you should go with her. You might be able to help Brad and Angelina, though.
You can audit that class.
Yeah. Thanks, Brianna. Let's take this call right here from Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing great.
You sound perky.
Right?
I'm so excited. I love you guys.
Oh, we're excited to hear your first world problem.
Okay, so yesterday was picture day at my kids' preschool, and I didn't really like any of the pictures. I didn't think they were very good, but I kind of liked one, so I was going to get, like, one print of one. Mm-hmm. But then my daughter, who's two, she liked a different print because it had the pumpkin prop in it, and she likes pumpkins. Mm-hmm. So by the time you buy two, you might as well buy, like, the whole package, the pre-made package.
Right.
So even though I take thousands of pictures of her every day, I ended up paying $150 for three photos I don't really like.
Isn't that the truth?
Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
Having kids brings a lot of first world problems, I've noticed. Like a lot.
I think these days you could take a better photo of your child on an iPhone than half of the school photographers do.
Yeah.
You send your kid with like nice hair to school and then the picture, it's all messed up. They don't bother to fix it up for them.
Oh, it's heinous.
It's all heinous.
I was so ugly.
Thank you, Julie.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how I
did. You have
friends.
A bowl cut?
I did. Yeah. Just like huge buck teeth, which I'm still growing into. Oh, yeah. I went through puberty really late, too. I was just, I don't know how I had friends. I was gross. I was gross, too old to be gross. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like when everyone goes to that awkward stage in third grade, mine was in seventh.
Oh, when your teeth are growing in sideways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But maybe you peaked late. You're a late peaker.
Does anybody not go through that phase? Is there ever like the blessed one?
Yeah. I went to school with this kid named Brian Davis.
Never went through it?
Man, that kid just looked like an angel his
whole
life. Sailed through it.
Wow, you remember
Hot intern, what's his name? Jordan.
Hot intern Jordan probably.
I bet Jordan could pull out some, you know, sixth grade photos that would make us giggle. I bet he could.
Yeah. I don't know. He's probably like the Brian Davis from my school.
He is pretty perfect.
I wonder what Brian Davis looks like now. I secretly always hoped he turned out to be ugly as a grown-up.
Yeah, right?
You know, just because he was, all the girls always dug him. He had the cool hair. He surfed.
I think in my school, it was Mike Horowitz.
Mike Horowitz?
All the chicks love Mike Horowitz.
Never went through it.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, I definitely did. Man.
Shout out, Mike.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems.
Thank you.
So what's going on?
Well, my first world problem is I cannot make frozen margaritas in my car because it keeps blowing out all my fuses.
Wait a minute. What do you have in your car where you can make frozen margaritas?
Why?
Well, you just get one of those little adapters that turns your cigarette lighter into a plug. And you can plug in your frozen margarita machine.
Yeah. I think it's like the blow dryer thing, though, that doesn't have the volts to carry it.
Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
But,
right.
But when would you want to be doing this, Sheila?
Well, when I'm sitting at my kid's soccer practice in the weather.
Yes!
You win! You win.
Oh, moms need to have fun, too.
Oh, my God. I love
you. That's really bad, but funny.
I don't condone it, but I love it.
You're like the popular mom car, I bet.
Yeah.
You've got to have your frozen margaritas, your chips and salsa.
You're tailgating at your kid's soccer game?
It's a long soccer practice.
Soccer practices are long, and it's hot out there.
Practice.
Please tell me you're in Louisiana.
No, I'm in Plano.
Yeah.
Would you like to join my son's soccer team, Sheila? Yeah.
I would love to.
All right, yeah, we'll recruit your son any day as long as I get to go hang out with you.
That's the thing I've ever heard.
I love Sheila. That's my kind of person right
there. That is hilarious.
She is great. Thank you, Sheila. Have a wonderful day. Good luck with soccer.
Score! Shot.
Mom, did you see that goal? No, I was getting drunk.
Yeah.
Your dad saw it, though. He's cool.
Margaritaville.
That's great.
Gosh, I'm just thinking of all the things I want to try and plug in.
Margarita machine is one of them now. Yeah. Hey, Megan.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Hey,
good morning. You have a little daughter that caused the first world problem for you.
Oh, she totally does.
What's
wrong? So my husband and I, when we go out to dinner, we will base our restaurant decision entirely on if they have automated toilets or the manual toilets, because inevitably my daughter will have to go potty, and hell hath no fury like a 3-year-old that doesn't get to flush her own tinkle down the potty. It ruins the entire dinner. So we will go to a place with marginal margaritas. Shout out, Sheila. We will go to a place of marginal margaritas as long as they have manual fucking toilets.
Golly.
Hashtag first world problem.
There you go, Megan. Doing it right, girlfriend.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.